Wake your asses up! It's your favorite Theo Al, Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron, the overnight. God, I sound like crap, my voice. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Fleek's behind the glass, Paulie behind the glass. Talking shop. 5 hours. Feeling a little under the weather. Tiny bit. Let's hope it's nothing. Just the sniffles. That's it. Got you till 5 a.m. Number to join, 888-808-1019. The Super Bowl is set. Patriots, Seahawks, rematch. Are you excited? Meh. Seahawks, Patriots, meh. It sucked that Bo Nix was not able to play an AFC title game, a game that was 10-7, bad weather, great to watch on TV in terms of seeing all the snowfall. Reminded me of a game, and wasn't as much snow, if any, from 92, it was the Broncos-Bills 10-7 final in frigid Buffalo. Frigid Buffalo, if I remember correctly. Same score, 10-7. Broncos lose both times. Now, the first game, I met up with my boy Eddie. Shout out to my boy Eddie. Sitting there watching it. I'm like, was it supposed to snow? Because nowhere did it say that. Nowhere did it say it. And both teams didn't look prepared for it. Then all of a sudden, it's a whiteout on television. And I don't care if it was 90 degrees and sunshine. Jared Stidham was not winning that game. He stinks. He's not winning the game. I don't care. They showed his whole family before the game. Great feel-good story. He was not winning that game. And his coach didn't help him any. When you're up 7-0, your defense is playing its ass off, and you go for it on fourth down with the points right there. When you have the best defense in football. And the Patriots couldn't do anything. Couldn't do anything. You go for it. First of all, the read was wrong by the Denver QB. He had a little Jordan Humphrey on the inside. Instead, he throws it outside. Never had a shot. That's that. Turnover on downs. But it got worse. Because, again, the Patriots couldn't do anything versus the Denver defense. Not a damn thing. And then what happens? Stupid turnover leads to an easy touchdown, and away we go. Patriots start to get the momentum from there. Now, was it a great game in terms of the type of play? No. It wasn't. But I enjoyed it. An old school street fight. You know, in WWE, they whatever town they were in, they call it a street fight. That was a Denver street fight. The Patriots made enough plays to win the game. A lot of missed field goals. Blocked one. A lot of missed field goals. It was sloppy. But that's football. That's football. The Broncos played all season long to have home field advantage. And they had it. The crazy weather with the altitude, they had it. The defense was playing well, they had it. Unfortunately, your stupid coach called a stupid play that got Bo Nix's ankle broken. Instead of handing the ball off to the running backs and go straight or whatever the hell you wanted to do, that play cost the Broncos their season. Because again, I know that Mr. Stidham looked good in the beginning of the game. That deep pass to Mims. Place is going nuts. Here we go. But he stinks. That's who he is. He's a backup for a reason. Maybe even just a third stringer. It's funny. My Jeff friends are funny. They're just desperate for a quarterback. Desperate. And the minute Denver scored that deep pass, Jet fans, my Jet friends started thinking, maybe we could trade for this guy to be our quarterback. I'm like, stop. Can you let the game play out, please? You'll see why this guy's a backup, if that, in the NFL. And you saw it. I know the weather played a factor, but again, you're an NFL quarterback. This is what you signed up for. This is exactly what you signed up for. Go out there, get the job done. And you failed. You were terrible. Terrible. Especially in the second half. Just, you failed miserably. And here are the numbers. First half, first four drives. Broncos had 125 yards, 4.8 yards per play on third down, 40% completion. 40% on third down. And then the last eight drives, 56 yards, 1.8 yards per play, third down percentage, 22%. You say, well, it was the weather. I don't care. That's football. That's football. And I'm not one of these people that wants, you know, conference championship games played in a neutral site for what? Why? I play all season long, bust my ass for 17 games, get home field advantage, and then we're going to go play in a neutral site? Now, there's a reason the Super Bowl is played in a neutral site. It's planned years in advance. Travel and tourism, money, all that stuff. What the city's going to make from the Super Bowl, just like WrestleMania, is years out and planned. So they can know what kind of money that's going to be brought into the city. Years in advance. Listen, I wish they would alternate cold Super Bowl, warm Super Bowl, cold Super Bowl. I wish they would do that. My team's getting a new stadium with a dome. I'm sure they're going to host a Super Bowl. I could care less about a dome for my team. I love when your team get, if it's my team getting home field advantage, I would have done anything last year, NFC Championship game, home field advantage. Didn't get it. Philly did. Great home field for them. They went to the Super Bowl. They won it. This year, Denver had home field. They went back and forth with the Patriots, fighting for the one seed. Their quarterback gets hurt late in a victory, and they ruined their season. Now, I was rooting for Denver because I wanted to see Gallo happy. Same thing last year. He was rooting for my team. Want to see me happy? Did the same thing for his. It was just torture. Seeing the Denver Broncos not be able to do a damn thing. Not having J.K. Dobbins, I thought, was a big deal. He's been there one back all season long, got hurt. R.J. Harvey is, to me, he's just not that dude. J.K. Dobbins could get it done. And he was not available. I know they opened up the practice window for him. They were hoping he'd be available. He wasn't. And now the New England Patriots. It sucks to say this, and I'm not even in the same division as the Patriots. Sorry, Jet fans, but the New England Patriots are back in the Super Bowl after, what, a couple years of stinking? Meanwhile, Jets haven't been in since 1969. So the team that Jet fans hate most, I think it's the Patriots, hate most. Some might say the Dolphins. Why? They're irrelevant. The Patriots are back in the Super Bowl. Going against the team who has their overall first round top pick who failed here is now starting for the Seahawks in the Super Bowl as well. Some might say the NFL scripted. I disagree. I think it's stupid. Take a lot of planning and a lot of covering up for that to happen. But now you have Sam Darnold, the Seahawks quarterback, former Jet number one pick, first round pick. Jet fans thought he'd be the franchise quarterback. The organization, not the coach, the organization wanted to go another direction. They draft Zach Wilson. Sam Darnold, one, two, three teams later, is going to the Super Bowl. And in a game I thought was, and the word gets thrown out a lot, a classic. The heavyweight fight between the two best teams. I don't care the Rams are the fifth seed. The Rams were up there all season long. The two best teams in the NFC, Seattle and the Rams. Back and forth, slugfest. Had a couple in me. Was feeling nice watching the game. Back and forth they go. And Devontae Adams is now 0-5 in championship games. Now the Rams had that opportunity, 4th and 4. Some said they should have kicked the field goal. I didn't have a problem with them going for it on 4th down because you don't know if you're going to get the ball back. They went for it. I didn't like the play call. I thought Matt Stafford panicked in the pocket. Didn't get it done. Puka Nacua catching every ball thrown his way. It's a great game. It's a classic game. Nobody complained about it being cold over there. It happens. It's what you play all season for. Home field advantage. It didn't work for Denver. It didn't work for the Broncos. Didn't work for the Broncos. But it worked for the Seattle Seahawks. And congratulations to the Seahawks. Congratulations to the New England Patriots. And if you hate both teams, well, I'm sorry for you. The real question is, to New York Jet fans, who are you rooting for? Is it Sam? To stick it to Woody? Because it was his decision to get rid of Sam Darnold? Or you root for the Patriots because you're bitter about Sam Darnold? To me, it's an easy answer. The answer is I'm rooting for Sam. I'm rooting for Sam Darnold. Couple reasons why. One, it was a long time ago. It was a while ago. Jet fans should have nothing to be disappointed when it comes to Sam Darnold against Sam Darnold. Organization failed him. Failed him. Sam's taking the long road, the hard road. He's gotten there. Carolina failed. San Francisco sat in the bench, learned from one of the best, if not the best, offensive minds in the game. Then gets an opportunity in Minnesota. Kills it in Minnesota. Except the last two games. And he's the scapegoat for the season. Minnesota doesn't bring him back. They put all the eggs in a J.J. McCarthy basket. Put all the eggs in a 9 basket, as he likes to call himself. Soon he'll be QB2. And they fail. Sam Darnold goes to Seattle. Signs a big deal. Some people were shocked at the amount of money he got. Who cares? He earned it. And now he's in the Super Bowl. And you know it's going to be the first of many times he's going to be asked about that stupid I see ghost stuff. It's over. Sam's the Ghostbuster. The Ghostbuster. He's going to the Super Bowl. Someplace the Jets haven't been since 1969. So if anybody asked him that question, I would say, well, I think I've killed all those ghosts. I've moved on. I wish that organization nothing but the best. But I'm at the Super Bowl. They're watching on TV. And once again, egg on the Jets organization's face. Ownership's face. Because this guy was your quarterback. So yes, you picked a Super Bowl quarterback. Problem is, not for your team. Not for your team. That hasn't happened since 1969. Haven't appeared in a Super Bowl since then. Conference championship games a couple times. Oh, so close, but not the Super Bowl. Your hated rival? How many Super Bowls have the Patriots played in since the last time you were in the Super Bowl? 85, Packers game, a couple of championships. Oh, a lot. They've been in a lot. And they've won a lot. I know a lot of Jet fans that would sell their soul not to win one, but to actually play in one. Play in one. And who the hell knows when that's going to be? Even this draft coming up. for weeks. Fernando Mendoza, number one pick, That's who I want. If it's not him, maybe Trinidad Chambliss. If it's not him, Dante Moore. Well, bad news before this weekend's games. Mendoza to the Raiders. Moore's not coming out. And Chambliss is trying to stay in school. And then fast forward to this weekend, just more bad news for the Jets. Sam Darnold's going to the Super Bowl. And so are the Patriots. And the LOL Jets just continues.